This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Prezel. Thanks for tuning in this morning. The May issue of Cincinnati Magazine on newsstands now, and my, what a tempting cover. Sandwich. A big, juicy sandwich on the cover, talking about the 39 tastiest places for subs, heroes, grinders, dogwoods, hoagies, tortas, double-deckers, and more. That's the cover story, but a lot more inside. And to talk about the May issue and to talk about his arrival in Cincinnati is the new senior editor of Cincinnati Magazine, R.J. Smith, who's here in the studio with me. Good morning, R.J.
Morning, Mark. Great to be with you.
Let's begin with, how did you end up in Cincinnati and where you been?
Well, I wrote a book that came out last year about James Brown. And I did research that would take me, of course, to Cincinnati.
King Records.
And in fact, I was in the studio a few years ago interviewing Lee Hay, who knows as much about King Records as just about anybody does. So I feel kind of familiar already. Anyway, I liked it. I liked it here. I grew up in Detroit. And so I know the weather. And I would go home to Los Angeles, where I lived for 20 plus years, and tell my wife, you know, maybe we should move to Cincinnati. And she would kind of look at me, and little did I know, but I got this great job available. I was ready to leave Los Angeles, and here I am.
Wow, and I read a little bit of your book about James Brown. How did you get off on that project?
Oh, I just can't think of anybody that I would rather wrap my brain around for 4 or 5 years than somebody like that, who was an amazing artist, amazing civil rights advocate and politician in his own way, and a really flawed, troubled individual. A lot to think about.
And this book, Labor of Love, how long did it, it was a couple, I know it came out last year, a couple years ago, you're talking to Lee Hay. How long had you been working on that James Brown book?
It took me between 4 and 5 years, and I would be happy to keep doing the research if my publisher hadn't quite rightly said, you know, we'd rather have the book in now.
It's about time.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, welcome to Cincinnati, and glad to have you here. Mm. And in this May issue, let's begin with the cover story, those sandwiches, and I guess you got a little tour or a little help in being exposed to some of the gastronomical delights that we have in this area when you are helping put together this cover story.
Oh my gosh, they give each of us on staff there a list of places to go, a list of sandwiches to order. Oh, Mark, it's torture. It is cruel, and it is so great, right? I mean, you get to eat all this food. You get to get the receipt. It's a beautiful thing, and I'm lucky there's a gym in our building at work, too.
Well, what did you find as you went on? You know, I know that each of the staff members go out and they try the various sandwiches. What was your angle, and where did you go, and what were some of the highlights?
Well, I'll tell you what. I am a vegetarian. So
I am too.
Oh, right. Sorry. On. Well, and I have discovered that that bacon is basically a unit of currency here in town. So that's one thing that I learned. And I have to I just have to kind of make sure what I'm getting when I order it. I went to the Rookwood and had the most extraordinary sandwich with green beans and a fried potato cake and so many other things to it. It looked like a flying saucer or some kind of David Smith sculpture. It was great. I wrote that one. I totally would recommend that. It's a great town for grilled cheese.
Oh, yes.
I can walk from my office to Tom and Chi, the one downtown. It's made life much grander to know where Tom and Chi is.
Well, it's interesting because you all do dance around. Well, grilled cheese is one of the entries that you write about as it goes along. And of course, Tom and Chi shows up there, but you break it down into other forms of sandwiches too. And someone on always fun are the sidebars. And this time you did sidebars. Well, the one that caught my eye was onion rings.
Onion rings. Yeah.
And being a vegetarian, fellow vegetarian, I imagine that was something you could research pretty well too.
Definitely. We had chips. We had onion rings. Somebody was some lucky person. I wish it had been me. I lobbied. I didn't get it. I wrote about pickles. I love pickles. But yeah, onion rings. My gosh, there's a picture in this issue of this pork. And I still love looking at sandwiches. I just can't eat them right now. But this gorgeous pork barbecued sandwich with several fat onion rings between the two buns along with the meat and coleslaw, it looks awesome.
I'm trying to remember the name of that. It's the booty and
Like the beauty and the booty or the
Booty and the belly or something along those lines. The booty and the belly.
That's it.
I saw that too, and I found it interesting. They had, as you know, instead of just onions, onion rings as the thing it went along.
Where do you go from there? I mean, French fries and onion rings on a sandwich? I don't know.
Well, quite a tour of sandwiches in the May issue of Cincinnati Magazine. Not only grilled cheese, but as I said, the double deckers and tortas and hoagies and grinders and heroes and subs and Dagwoods, all available as it goes along. But you cover many things, of course, in the May issue. And one that caught my eye, and I know everyone in Cincinnati, and I'm interested in saying that you're, you know, relatively new to Cincinnati, the Cincinnati subway.
Mm.
And now, what did you hear about the subway, and what have you learned about the subway since you moved here?
I did not know a thing until I moved here about the Cincinnati subway. I'm astonished and fascinated to find there's a whole, yet one more other side to the city. Either there's a world underground, or that there was this world underground. I'm also interested in how we had this plan here for this mass transit, you know, almost a century ago. And then we, at the last minute, for lots of complicated reasons, decided not to go there. And here we are. I arrive in town beginning of this year in the middle of this fascinating story about streetcars. And yet again, a mass transit. There's a certain amount of money invested in it. And now everyone's saying, well, wait a minute. Where do we stand on this?
Almost 100 years to the day, too. It's just, I didn't think about that, RJ. That was, you know, but so in the May issue, there are some wonderful lost photos of this Queen City subway that the University of Cincinnati archives have gathered together.
Oh, they're gorgeous. We have photos of excavation projects. The teams of photographers went out to document what was being done all over, you know, the area where the tunnels were dug. And there's amazing photos that came out of this archive of the buildings in the area, of the way people dressed. And look, there's one picture of a little boy with against a brick wall. That's all I can say. And he has, like, the most amazing, they look handmade leather shoes on. The details in these pictures from another era are just amazing.
I had fun as I was reading the article. I mean, I want to go up to University of Cincinnati, go into our archives and check them, because they're digitizing them, as I recall. But in looking at these, like you said, looking in the background and say, oh, yeah, that's where Elements is, there at the corner of Race and Central Parkway. Oh, this is right outside where the WGUC and WVXU studios are right now. Oh, there's Music Hall. Now I know that building, and it's fascinating to see what it looked like 100 years ago.
We could almost do a great now and then comparison, get the old pictures from the archives, and then photograph the exact same site today and run them side by side. That would be interesting.
It could be. Well, one of those things where get fancy like they do on the web, where you have the little thing you wipe from one side to the other as it goes.
There you go.
Did that with the hurricanes. But what else do you want to share? What sticks out in the May issue that you think folks would be interested in?
Well, I wrote a story about the Cincinnati Art Museum that has gotten a certain amount of attention. It is a profile of the director, Aaron Betsky, and the pitfalls and the thrills of being Aaron Betsky at the museum.
Well, always when it comes to art, there are the good times and the bad times, too, as it goes along. And seeing that you went to the Art Museum, one of the cultural institutions here in Cincinnati, how do you perceive, as a newcomer, the cultural environment here in the city?
It's broad. There's a lot going on, and it's a great time to come to Cincinnati and learn about it. And it's great to work at Cincinnati Magazine, where I can ask all the questions I couldn't ask if I was, just not a journalist. And sometimes people even answer them. So that's great, and it's a great time to learn about this city. The museum is a great institution. It's strong. It has a great variety. It's big, an incredible collection, only a fraction of which we see. You know, the director came at a time when there was a massive development project going on. There was a lot of building going on. He has an architecture background. And then he came here, the economy fell apart, and suddenly the fit changed for him. I think also with the museum, there's an issue of, it's a very old institution. And for a long time, the history was it was supported by and largely for a very small subset of Cincinnati. These days, they've done a really powerful and important job of reaching out to lots of other people. And I think part of the story is about the tension between the then and the now.
Always a chore sometimes when it comes to those types of institutions. Well, we've run out of time, but I appreciate you stopping by, and welcome to Cincinnati. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
R.J. Smith, senior editor at Cincinnati Magazine, the new senior editor at Cincinnati Magazine. You can read his article about Aaron Betsky. Plus, check out the cover story about sandwiches and see those lost photos of the Queen City Subway in the May issue on newsstands right now. You can find a link to the Cincinnati Magazine website through our website, wvxu.org. This is Cincinnati Edition.